I do want to get on to an important issue, which I'm sure you've all been following since the audit came out yesterday, because that health story dominating the news in the last 24 hours, the publication of the independent audit into operations for developmental dysplasia of the hip carried out on children in three Dublin hospitals. It found a number of the surgeries carried out at the National Orthopaedic Hospital at Kappa and also at Temple Street were unnecessary, 80% and 60% respectively. And it also found a lower threshold was used to decide on surgery at the two hospitals. That audit carried out by Simon Thomas of Bristol Royal Hospital for Children in the UK. The sample size it looked at was 147 operations carried out between 2021 and 2023. But given what they've found, there's going to be further follow-up with about 1,800 families whose children underwent hip dysplasia surgeries at the hospital since 2010. There was a helpline set up yesterday by the Department of Health to answer queries from families with concern. We can tell you the latest figures on that, that between 1 o'clock and 8 o'clock last night, 163 people had used that free phone number. And if anyone wants the number, it's 1-800-807-050. Timmy Dooley, to you first on this. In the lead up to the publication of the audit, about 3 weeks ago in the Dáil, there was just a leak of the draft report. There was some indication of what this audit may contain. And the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said in the Dáil on April 30th, he said, "For any child to go through surgery is in and of itself a trauma. If it emerges that children went through surgery that was not required in the first instance, that's not only very traumatic in itself, it's a scandal in itself." By that criterion, is this a scandal?
Oh, I think it's a scandal, but it's an extremely serious issue that has arisen, that there's potentially 1,800 children and their families that are now coming to terms with the realisation that they've been put through that level of trauma. And that's not going to be easy for those families. They're going to need considerable support from the state in the first instance just to deal with the issue. And then the state will have to look at how something like this could happen, what kind of clinical governance was in place, what the failure of that governance was, what the failure of the governance of the hospital in the first instance.
But in the first instance, would you agree, those families need answer? There's supposed to be an independent panel of experts established to deal with this. Could that not have been done earlier when letters began to go out to parents? Was that not the time to have the independent panel of experts in place to make those preliminary inquiries to find out if their surgeries were clinically indicated?
Well, I think there has to be, like anything that arises like this, you've got to have a process in place, because what these families don't want is any more misinformation or any more lack of candour. So you do the audit, you identify the weaknesses, attempting to explain to families before you have all the facts, I think would have been foolhardy. I think we now know, based on the audit, the quantum of people who have been mistreated, quite frankly, who have had to go through the issue of grappling with this now, and that the state is in a position and will be writing, my understanding, in the coming days to these families to take them through the next steps. Okay.
That will take, according to the Minister for Health, a number of months. But Jen Cummins, I suppose the only good news coming out of the audit perhaps was that CHI in Crumlin, in your own constituency, mm-hmm. There was, of the operations carried out in the sample, only one found to meet the criterion of not being necessary. But on the broader issue of what families need in terms of answers and in terms of support, what's your party advocating?
Yeah, I mean, it is an absolute scandal. And, you know, thankfully that the information is out there. Whistleblowers let us know that what's happening, but we shouldn't be in this situation. It shouldn't happen in the first place. Medical trauma, I suppose, is something, as you mentioned, is deeply, deeply affects not only the child but also the family members. So what they will need is they will need not only the physical examination to make sure that, you know, is everything okay that with them now physically, but they will also need emotional and psychological support to get over medical trauma, you know, something happening to you that shouldn't have happened. But also that support will be needed to be extended to those parents. I have worked with parents in the past where medical trauma has affected the entire family, and it is really, really important that we don't just say, "Oh, they're grand." Do you know what I mean? And we figured it out. We need to take this very, very seriously, and we need to have the proper supports in place for not only the child but also the family. But we also need to really take into consideration, you know, what can we do to prevent further scandals? Like, we seem to just fall from one scandal to the next. If it's women or it's children, we need to get on top of this, and it needs to end.
Darren O'Rourke.
So there are, I think it's exactly that point. I think for all of us, and I think we're all parents, to think of what those parents are going through, the decisions that they've made, the reflection that they'll have. And of course, the primary question will be, did my child have a surgery that was unnecessary? And they'll surely be thinking about the recovery and the impact of that. And I support exactly what Jen is saying. But for us as policymakers, I just find it absolutely incredible that it's almost a case of again and again and again, and we'll have a review and lessons will be learned, and I wonder, are lessons ever learned? Because there's a common feature in so many of these instances. It's the question of clinical governance and oversight. Where is the accountability? Where was the oversight? I've worked in the health services. We've all worked in different areas. There's checks and balances. There's supposed to be checks and balances, and in so many of our recent cases, children are involved.
Okay.